you have this innate ability to release into them. Release into the good stuff, release and embrace the bad stuff. Being able to float means that when you do get to those certain pinnacle moments where you're allowed, you're encouraged, just sink into this, enjoy this. This is your reward. This is the big ice cream and cake at the end of the party. This is it. Means you're not trying to run away from it as fast as you can because you've put all these conditions on yourself, like I can only have so much of it, or it's not going to last, or I'll taste it for a little while, but then I better get back to being good again. Being able to float is actually a way of being that we're all aspiring to, but once we actually get that and we get the circumstances for it in our life, like life is just pushing it at us, learn to float. Ease into this, relax into this, and take this in. This is yours, baby. It's time for you. This is your reward. We get really nervous, like, this isn't going to stay. And we back ourselves out of it. This is actually an up-leveling for a lot of people, learning how to enjoy the good times and relax in them, float in them, fully take them in. So many of us are so fear-based that we just taste it a little bit and then we scurry right on back to what we used to know and what we're used to doing, which is, and now I got to buckle down and prepare again for all the bad stuff. It really is a new level of being that precious few of us are actually any good at doing. And when we do see people who are good at doing it, we think, ugh, laggards, slackers, privileged, people who don't do anything. We have a lot of judgment. When really, you know, that's exactly what a lot of us are aspiring to be. So let's pick this apart and get our heads straight on this as we go into episode 608 of Flow Dreaming. It's called Able to Float.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hey, everybody, it's Summer here. And I was really inspired by several of my private clients to take this topic on. These are people who have been through tremendous troubles in life. Just stuff after stuff just keeps hitting them or did hit them. And yet now they're in periods where things are glowing and they're growing and they're filled with just family, friends, money, free time, freedom, travel, like all the stuff that we all are aspiring for, all the stuff we say, if I just work a little harder, I'll get X, Y, Z. If I just get through this period, then I'll achieve blah, blah, blah. Well, these are people who actually are at that space. All the good stuff is sitting in their lap and it's floating around them. And yet, it's hard. And we talk together and we flow around this. And the discussion is so interesting because we presume that when we get to this period, everything is peachy and it's going to be fantastic and we're just going to thrive in it. We're going to swim like fishes in this water. But when we actually get into the state, what we often experience instead is an entirely new challenge opens up. Because all of the stuff starts to get thrown at us, by us, that we've created, all the stuff from the past. And here's what it looks like. And maybe you're going to recognize this in yourself. Maybe you've been in periods like this before and you wonder, that explains why I slipped out of it. So the stuff that comes up is often, well, this is a good time, but you know, it's not going to last. So enjoy yourself, but you should still be prepared for it all to kind of end. Which is another way of saying, just wait till the other shoe drops. Or, yeah, you've been enjoying yourself for long enough, don't you think? Now I think you're just being lazy. I mean, what are you contributing? Are you wasting your life? You're just going around having fun and enjoying and doing nothing and not contributing. What's wrong with you? I don't think you're a very good human. Or, you notice this? I'm mimicking self-talk. Each one of these is a pattern that erupts in us that tries to pull us back into hardship, strife, bracing, and being out of flow. It's a habitual state of being, which shows us that we are more comfortable swimming in resistance than we are floating in the reward. Another one. I'm just going to reel off some, just off the top of my head. The most common ones I encounter in my me school students and in my clients. Hundreds and hundreds of heads and flows and beings I've peeked in through. Probably thousands, geez. How about another one? Okay, so you can enjoy yourself for a little bit, but the timer's on. Because if you go past this certain amount, then you're just, you know, you're on borrowed time. So you start to enjoy yourself for a while, and then you get increasing anxiety. And self-doubt starts creeping in. And the, oh my God, what's the purpose of my life? And I'm not a good enough person, all of that. Because you've actually given yourself a time limit for how much goodness you are allowing yourself to feel. Remember, how much goodness do you feel compared to how much strife, hardship, difficulty, building, climbing led to it? What is the exact proportion here? For a lot of us, it's 9 parts difficulty, hardship, work, strife, difficulty, handling, shit, and 1 part, reward. Nice. I mean, really, we get a bubble bath at the end of the day, but the rest of the day is often just stress. Why? Why do we believe that 9 parts stress, 1 part reward is okay? And why, when we translate that to the bigger flows of our life, do we say that 9 years of hell gives us 1 year off? And who here even gets 1 year off? Oh my gosh, I would love to have that kind of sabbatical. Learning to float is a very conscious decision. It means I will allow myself to move into a space where I'm not pushing myself, and I'm not judging myself, where I sink into and embrace all the good stuff, all the rewards around me. And I don't put a time limit on them. And I don't start subtly stacking this judgment on me the more I stay there. Nor do I go into the fear state of, you have overstayed. If you don't get back to work, it's all going to crumble down. Notice, like, is this you? Has this been you? Do you feel like that when you're on vacation? Do you feel like that in the first year of your retirement? Do you feel like that when you finally get to a place of financial stability? Like, how long is this going to last for? So I'm going to put 1 foot in and enjoy it, and I'm going to keep 1 foot out so I can run. Either because I'm afraid it's all going to collapse, or because I'm afraid if I go all into it, I'm just going to become a blah kind of purposeless person giving back, meaning nothing in the world. This is the main question, actually, I want you to ask yourself in today's episode. It's going to be a short episode because it's really only one purpose. I want you to ask yourself, how do you handle long stretches of pleasure in your life? Right? The flip answer is, oh my God, I would love it. Oh, give me Hawaii for 6 months. The more thoughtful answer is, yeah, every time I've entered that state of, hey, maybe a great example is, you ever been between jobs for 6 months? And partly it's like, wow, like I never get this experience because, you know, I mean, when do you ever get 6 months off after you've started your working career, right? Maybe if you're raising your kids, but then it's because you've got someone else perhaps who's going to help you with it. And so it's allowed, but you still feel like I have a job. But what happens when you just really don't have a job? Your only job is to get a job. And then you stress yourself out to the max. So you have 6 months of pretty much crap life while looking for a job because you can't reconcile yourself. You can't accept, hey, this is the break period. Maybe this is a reward period. You're like, no, I got fired. I got laid off. That's not a reward. Like, how do you know? Is the universe keeping count that way? That's in your little head. Maybe you get a reward period. Maybe your only job is to spend 2 hours each morning looking for a job. Because you want to, because you're setting up your future, and that feels really great and positive. But the other 6 hours a day, you're releasing, relaxing, learning to float, learning not to be so pushed constantly by fear. That's really what learning to float is. It's an allowance of yourself to fully go into, I earned this. I deserve this. This is here. It's happening to me. I accept life and the universe has given it to me. It's giving me a rest period. It's giving me a healing period. It's giving me a reflection period. I must need this. So why do I keep shoving it out of the way and feeling guilty for having it, time limiting myself for having it, telling myself I'm not good enough that I can keep this? Why? So to go back to my beautiful people, flow dreamers that I work with, when they get to this place in their life, I actually have to coach them sometimes. Hey, you need to learn how to enjoy this. And often they discover, wow, I don't know how to enjoy this. Wow, I had no idea that this was actually my next phase of learning. How to relax, let go, float, and enjoy. Because you know what the deeper lesson is in this? I trust you. I trust my future. I trust myself. I trust the divine. Trust flow, I trust. If you lack trust, you will never, ever ace this lesson. And what it means is you're going to be thrust back again, again, again into the hamster wheel of work, work, work. You know, force, 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 get stuff done. Do, do, do. Try to get there, try to get there. I'm reaching for my freedom, I'm reaching for my freedom. And you get your freedom and you go, oh, well, I can only have X amount of it because, going to be taken away. Learning how to accept your freedom, embrace your freedom, be a good person inside your freedom, know the purpose of your freedom, float inside your freedom. It's next level, my friends. It's next level. It's something I've been experimenting with, playing with myself for a while. And I go in and out. I feel the push too. I have months of just kind of enjoying life and, you know, doing stuff with my family, my kids. And then this thing comes up and says, you can't keep doing this. And I'm like, oh, you're right. I need to go back into struggle and hardship and build and make and force. And then another part says, what the heck, man? Do you want to keep bopping back and forth those two? Why do you keep thinking you have to do this? When are you going to reach the golden equilibrium, which is, I love working and enjoying, but I love floating and being, and I can do both in equal measure. You know what the ultimate from this, the pinnacle that you're going to get to? I've hinted at this in past shows and in my classes. This is what it means to live without stress, to live without anxiety. To live in a state of peaceful acceptance, embrace, hope, trust. This is what it means to feel a constant sense of relief in your life. Wouldn't that be amazing? Close your eyes right now. And we're going to do a little mini flow around relief. What it would feel like. What it can feel like. If you're really committed to mastering the level of ease. And I don't mean just feeling it as something you're still aspiring to. Because as long as you're aspiring to do this, you're not actually there. You're still trapped in the wheel. Aspiration, I get it, and more aspiration, then I get it. I slide back into aspiration. Aspiration is basically meaning I don't have it. No, this is I have it starting now. I have no other feelings, but I have this. I have ease. I have peace. I have a sense of I don't need to do or be anymore. I'm good. I'm done. I punching the clock out. The rest of my life is just sweet and easy. That's the space I want you to really get into belief around and feeling around. So I know I said close your eyes. Maybe they're still closed, maybe not. If not, close them again. And relax. And we're going to go into a space now where we're not hypnotizing ourselves. We're not meditating. This is a mini flow dream. Dropping into the state of flow. If you don't know how, I teach you. Go to my website, get that kit. Sign up for the email list. You'll get it. If you do know what you're doing, oh, good. You're old school. Come on, let's do this. Relaxing. Shoulders down. Jaw releasing. And here you are. You're sitting at a banquet. Play with some period in the past. Maybe you're a Roman emperor, an empress. Maybe you're in an Arthurian legend. You're the queen at the table. Maybe you're somewhere else entirely, where you're presiding over your life. And you're at the top. You're the king. You're the queen. You're the master of your life. And you see how all through your life you've been putting on the clothes of the person who has to work and achieve and get. You've been playing in that area. But really, you're the king, you're the queen, you're the master, you're the mistress. You've been putting on the disguise and walking among the common folk. Pushing, toiling, in fear about every next step. Where will I get my bread? Where will I get my heat? But you know there's this place that you've already mastered. The warmth and the comfort and the reward. And you've had it as both the top and the bottom, as the king and queen or the hardworking everyman. There have been moments and pockets all through your life. Pleasure, release, letting your hair down. Total relief. Ah, done for the day. Ah, nothing more to grind against. What if there were never anything more to grind against? What if everything, including the things that you work at, that you put your mind to, your brow to, your effort to, your heart into, your strength into. What if those became pleasurable also? Never stressed, never fearful, never wondering if and when they'll work out and what will happen when they don't, and fear, fear, fear. What if all of that was washed away, gone? A beautiful, gentle rain coming down on the chalk drawings on the sidewalk, all those drawings of strife and difficulty muddled and washed away. What if you learn? What if you discover? What if you realize all of life can come from the place of I'm living in pleasure and I'm living in reward. Every single day, there is more reward then there is strife and resistance every day. In fact, I can feel it today, even today. More reward, and you think about that, you muse it, you feel it up in your heart. What today has been rewarding? What today has there been glorious feelings of relaxation and relief about? Did you go home to a good house, safe, warm, clean? Did you make yourself food that fed and nourished your body? You could afford that food. Were you able to spend time with family, children, friends, a partner? And was that good and nourishing to your heart, to your soul? Did you have time to read a good book, to catch up on TV shows that thrilled you? Did you have time for yourself to release, relax? Did your body support you today? Did it hold up? Did it do all that it could, even if you had the little sniffles or even something bigger? Was it still holding you up and carrying you through life and keeping you alive and sane and well and focused? Such rewards! Such rewards! And for what? Did you work for each one of those goals? Did you strive? Did you sweat and stress? Or were they just there for you? An accumulation of everything you've already done. Do you see the rewards chiming down on you? Did you pull the slot machine handle and boom, 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 out, press the button, and out they came. Reward, 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 every single day. Did you accept those unthinkingly, unblinkingly? Did you take those in and say, my God, my life is filled with reward? Yet I looked at the tiny bit where I stressed and feared and thought it would stop, or I'd had enough, or I couldn't have any more, or too good to be true. Go back into the float. Go back into the place of reward. Float in there. This is your natural state. A little shimmery piece of consciousness. A little piece of God, Source. A bright light, a spark, alive, weaving, wiggling its way through time and life. It wasn't given stingy. It wasn't given hard. It wasn't given hurt and pain. It was given life and breath and love and compassion and capacity. That's what it was given. And all those other little bits, pain, work, stress, hardship, you see them and they've tumbled in from time to time. Sometimes you helping co-create them, making them yourself. Sometimes it felt like they happened to you. But on balance, look again. Every day, you've been choosing your feelings. You've been choosing the direction that you face in the wind. You've been choosing where you look and how you feel. What have you chosen? You say, I'm choosing to float, choosing to look at it all with a half smile or a full smile on my face, looking at it and saying, even the tough I get, I embrace. I go into, I solve, I master, I'm bigger than. I move through it and I come out in shining armor, ready to lead others through the same experience. If need be, if I am called, I am now a knight, ready to help. And for all those experiences that are pure goodness, pure sugar, pure dappled rainbows and meadows filled with flowers, I say, I can have you. I deserve you. I really deserve you. I've earned you and I haven't earned you, but you're still mine every single day. Every single day. Because that's what the real me is. The real me aligns to, the real me accepts, and I don't want to have to learn anymore how to receive this and take this and be this. I want that lesson completely buttoned up and done. This is a big part of my life, floating, letting myself float. No guilt for floating, floating with ease and joy, floating in the path of least resistance, floating into all things wonderful and beautiful, where I can contribute, shine, shower other people with the best in me, float. I float. And holding that, being that energy, emotion, you find yourself now returning from flow and opening your eyes back. What'd you guys think of that? That was like a little taste of what it means to be in flow, to revise your mindset, not just by listening to someone talk and yammer away about how you should think and how you should feel if you want to succeed. There's plenty of that out there. This is about you actually feeling it, you becoming this, you practicing this, going into the space over and over and over. That's the basis of flow dreaming. You go to the gym to get your body strong, healthy, toned. Well, this is a gym for your emotions, for your soul. Being strong, healthy, and toned means I live in a state of bliss and joy and allowing and floating and trust. And if I can become this emotionally, it means everything I encounter and expect in my life is going to be different. Because this is what it's encountering from me. Everything changes. It's like looking in black and white and going to a kaleidoscope. This is what being in flow is, and this is your flow dreaming practice. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. As always, if you did, please, please, please post in I Love Flow Dreaming. That's a Facebook group. And you'll find a lot of other wonderful souls there who will also cheer you on and chat with you about these episodes. Another great place to connect with me is in Instagram. I have a private personal account there. It's summer_mixedravik.com. I know that's a big mouthful. Mixedravik, MCSTRAVIC. Look it up. And that's where I just post pictures of pretty things and things that fill my heart with joy and encourage me to stay in a state of non-resistance, flow, love, compassion, hope, expectation. So that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. And I'll see you guys all next week for the next episode, which is traveling in flow. It is the summertime right now when I am recording this. And traveling in flow is for all of you travel bugs out there who are going places, visiting, doing things, and you want to plop it into a state of, oh, that was easy and that was exceptional and that was the best trip ever. And if it's not the summertime, let's say it's the dead of winter. Well, you know what? You can still take a trip. You can go away for a day, for an overnight, anything, visiting family, holidays, anytime you need a boost, not a boast, you can boast about your boost. Go ahead and listen to episode 609 coming up. And until then, I'll see you guys later. Love to you all and happy flow.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go, please rate this podcast. Either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to flow dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free flow dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon App Store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.